and at the moment you pay a good price for them as a result. Now, in the last one, what was the sample volume that we put onto our GC column? Microliters, yeah. So now we've moved to mil. Okay, so again, change in volume, same basic concept. We work with very high pressure and high performance echo chromatography. 200 atmospheres are generated in this pump, so it's an expensive pump. We don't want to put any junk onto our pump, so we filter everything. So the solvent that's being forced through, after the sample's put on, it's filtered and then ejected into a loop before being pumped through with the solvent. The flow rate, similar sort of amounts to what we were looking at in GC, it's mils per minute. And as examples of the mobile phase, methanol water is a common one. So in this case then, the methanol is the non-polar component, the water is the polar component. And over here, what's the name for this guy, CH3CN? Yep, now give me the normal name for it. Remember, this normal name. Acetonitrile. Yeah, now there's no acet group that you would expect to see there. Very sad, but that's just the reality. The nitrile group is C triple bond N, your cyanide group, and hence this one's called acetonitrile, always. It is methyl cyanide, but everybody calls it acetonitrile. And it's not an exotic thing at all. I've used God knows how many litres upstairs, maybe like 100 litres of stuff or something like that. It's not good for sniffing because when you metabolise this, you turn it into hydrogen cyanide, you get a little taste of almonds on your breath, and you think, things are not going so well. I should reduce my exposure to my acetonitrile for a bit. Now, the way that we're carrying out this chromatography then is we're starting with polar, okay, with water. We're then increasing the amount of methanol to get the things to move off the column. The air that we would find in a normal solvent must be removed because when we push the pressure up to 200 atmospheres, we will get some exciting effects when it hits the column. So it's degassed and filtered before we pump it through. There are two methods of elution. So in gas chromatography, we control the separation by controlling the temperature of the oven or controlling the pressure of the gas going through the column. In this case, we don't do that. We work either under isocratic elution, which says that we work under constant composition of the solvent mixture. So for instance, we work under 30% methanol, 70% water all the way through, or we use gradient elution. Now, gradient elution is the better way of doing things, but it only works for certain detectors. That's the problem with the gradient elution. We change the amount of organic solvent in gradient elution, and that then, as we increase it, increases our ability to move things off the column.